This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Bill Cosby, back home.
I thought he was just going to die in there on bread and water.
Fallout from Northwestern heat wave.
45 deaths in one county alone.
Fireworks explosion in L.A.
I came out running from the room, like, really worried, like, scared.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
And that's Mr. Cosby. Say hello, Mr. Cosby.
Bill Cosby with CBS affiliate WIAT after he was released from prison in Pennsylvania when the state Supreme Court threw out his 2018 sex assault conviction. Our Jerika Duncan was the only network correspondent to speak to Cosby inside his home. He was in bed.
He told me the ruling sends a message around the world. He said that what happened to him was unjust and justice was finally served. In a radio interview after his release, he spoke about people wrongfully imprisoned.
I met them in there, people who talked about what happened and what they did. And I know there are many liars out there, but these people can't get lawyers.
The court ruled that Cosby had been denied a fair trial when he was found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004. It cited a non-prosecution agreement Cosby made in a 2005 civil suit brought by Constand.
I'm stunned. I'm still processing my feelings.
Victoria Valentino is one of more than 60 women to accuse Cosby of abuse.
It sends the message that the law is not on our side.
Cosby's TV wife, Felicia Rashad, weighed in on Twitter, posting, "Finally, a terrible wrong is righted." The head of former President Trump's company, a former taxi driver, surrendered in Manhattan this morning. CBS's Jeff Pegues is outside the criminal courthouse.
The charges against the Trump Organization and CFO Alan Weisselberg relate to alleged failure to pay taxes on corporate benefits and perks. Weisselberg's former daughter-in-law turned over several boxes of documents to prosecutors.
He lives in a bubble where he believes everything Trump says.
In a statement, former President Trump said his company's actions were standard practice and in no way a crime.
Mr. Trump is not expected to be charged. The bodies of two children, ages 4 and 10, were recovered from the rubble of the condo collapse in Florida yesterday, bringing the death toll to 18. 145 people are still unaccounted for. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Surfside.
There are reports that search and rescue operations might have been paused overnight over safety concerns from that building. We hope to learn a little bit more at a media debrief. We're also hearing from people who were inside the building who narrowly escaped the collapse. One woman was asleep and she heard a loud crash. That woke her up and she called her brother. And in the chilling voicemail, you can hear her reaction.
President Biden will visit the site today. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The White House says the president will thank the rescue teams and meet with families in Surfside. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Mr. Biden is keenly interested in not interrupting the ongoing efforts.
Every component of this is going to be needs to be coordinated with officials on the ground. There is still an ongoing search and rescue.
Dozens of deaths are now blamed on the brutal heat wave blanketing the Pacific Northwest, most of them from abnormally high body temperatures. Dennis Thorault is with the Multnomah County, Oregon Office of Homeless Services.
The vast majority of folks who were found to have died so far were in housing who couldn't open a window or didn't have any way to cool off their home after 3 days in which it was baking. In some ways, they had it worse. 80 degrees at night is still rough, but it's better than 90 degrees in your apartment.
An excessive heat warning is in effect until at least Saturday in the Pacific Northwest. A police bomb squad trailer filled with 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks explodes in Los Angeles. Apparently, 17 officers and other people were hurt. LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
This explosive material was acquired out of state and transported here for the purposes of reselling it to community members and neighbors.
Police arrested one man who was at the home where the fireworks were found. They say two children. A man who served under four presidents and once ran for the office himself has died. CBS Evening News' Nora O'Donnell remembers Donald Rumsfeld.
A Navy pilot himself, Rumsfeld was both the youngest and at the time oldest to serve as defense secretary. But what may define Rumsfeld's legacy was the invasion into Afghanistan and then Iraq, despite questions about whether Saddam Hussein ever possessed weapons of mass destruction.
There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns.
And it was this extraordinary answer that made headlines when pressed by troops about the lack of armored vehicles.
You go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want.
Rumsfeld twice offered his resignation to President Bush over the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. In a memoir, he wrote,
"If you are not being criticized, you may not be doing much."
Donald Rumsfeld was 88 years old. The Supreme Court is expected to wrap up its current session today with a ruling on voting restrictions in Arizona and whether opponents can use the 1965 Voting Rights Act to challenge them. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Not only will it decide on Arizona's new voting laws, but it'll give a preview of how new voting restrictions that are being sought throughout the country might be handled.
Make way for college athletes to cash in. Correspondent Steve Futterman has the story.
For the first time, athletes will be allowed to monetize their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA has changed its rules. It comes as state laws allowing athletes to make money are about to go into effect. Athletes still cannot be paid money specifically for playing, but if a sponsor or booster wants to pay an athlete for using his or her likeness, that will be permitted.
The Suns are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1993. 36-year-old Chris Paul leads the way.
Paul, a little shake and bake, drives past him, left-handed layup, it's good!
Game on ESPN, Paul had 41 points in Phoenix 130-103 win over his old team, the Clippers, in Game 6.
I'm just so happy for all the people around me. And to do it here in L.A. with the Clippers, this is my family too. I gave 6 hard years to the Clippers.
A racist caper cost a basketball team its title.
The governing body for high school sports in California stripped Coronado High School of its basketball championship after some of its players threw tortillas at the predominantly Latino opposing team. The California Interscholastic Federation called it degrading and demeaning behavior. Coronado School Board also fired the team's head coach. But residents are worried players won't learn from this.
That's going to be kind of like the scapegoat solution, and then they're not going to address the systemic cultural problems.
The school is on probation for the next 3 years. No word on whether administrators plan to appeal. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The TV cartoon was one thing. The live-action movie may be quite another. Paramount has dropped the trailer for the upcoming Clifford the Big Red Dog after a stream of tweets deeming the CGI pet too scary for kids. Yeah. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.